The church will only thrive if we love one another. Can't say we love God if we don't love our brothers. We've been battling this thing since the Genesis fall. We must rely upon the Savior for fulfilling this law. Owe nobody nothing except to love one another. And so nobody's bluffing, that means your love for your brother. That's fulfilling the law, seeking above, keeping commandments. Once villains to God, now we can love with no abandon. Don't commit adultery, and that begins with your eyes. Don't murder one another with your hands and your mind. Don't steal from each other a covet. We cover offenses in Christ to show the world what love is. We trust the Savior from above for help, so we will love our neighbors as we love ourselves. If it's us that we savor, then we're living it wrong. Cause when we're loving our neighbors, we're fulfilling the law. That's the point of His word and how we live it truly Christian. We point to our God and seek to live our true religion. Not to close, but to give those to widows and orphans. It is most important of epic proportion.
The church will only thrive if we love one another. Can't say we love God if we don't love our brothers. We've been battling this thing since the Genesis fall. We must rely upon the Savior for fulfilling this law.
It's time to wake up. We gotta be on watch, no Rolex. Like Jacob in the field thinking on that Kodak. Salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Now Satan is fiercer than when he first deceived. The night is far gone, it's not by dreams that we move mountains or receptions. Like the intro of that Swoop album. We gotta fight the power and not snooze before D-Day. Mind like Eisenhower when he slew men on D-Day. The day is at hand for Christ to come back and get His vengeance and win this war that has been His. Before the earth was even formed and Adam had a skeleton, but He let us know in that proto-evangelium. Until then, remember that we're seeing Him again. We're pilgrims not hardened by deceitfulness of sin. We hear love your neighbor and we're thinking that it's simple. Be watchful, don't be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal.
The church will only thrive if we love one another. Can't say we love God if we don't love our brothers. We've been battling this thing since the Genesis fall. We must rely upon the Savior for fulfilling this law.
Let us cast off our evil deeds, regard His mercy. Darkness was a friend of me, Charlie Murphy. Daily battling our sin, fiercely harboring strife. Taking off our street clothes to put on armor of light. As in the daytime saints, we must walk properly. Not in the choir, Kirk Frank, but we're God's property. We fight sin now where before we were shrugging it. Like orgies and drunkenness, avoiding this ugliness. We're called to put off sexual immorality and sensual living, though the world says get aroused in me. Same for fighting and jealousy that belongs outside us. Christ didn't die so His bride could be backbiters. Once enslaved to our sin, but He all the more freed us. We've been changed from within to put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The Messiah is putting it to death.